It seems like almost yesterday that Bernard McFadden, the father of American physical culture, was born. He was the predecessor of Charles Atlas and others who emphasized bodybuilding and nutrition as the keys to long and healthy life. McFadden was born August 16, 1868, in Wayne County, Missouri. A weak and sickly child, he was orphaned at age 11, sent to live with another farm family, where he found that hard work and good food made him strong and healthy. At age 13, he moved to St. Louis, obtained an indoor office job, and saw his health decline. At that point, he dedicated himself to a lifestyle that included fasting and strenuous exercise. He believed this would enable him to live to be 150 years of age. For the rest of his life, he did not eat meat or bread. He began numerous vegetarian restaurants, published 100 books about health and nutrition, and established what he called healthatoriums across the United States. He established a publishing empire that included such popular magazines as Physical Culture, True Detective, True Story, and Sport, which made him wealthy. He became friends with many famous individuals, Clark Gable, Rudolph Valentino, Will Rogers, and Franklin Roosevelt. This healthy young man from Mill Spring, Missouri, achieved such fame and fortune that he pursued the office of president, mayor of New York City, and U.S. senator. But his personal lifestyle, numerous marriages, sexual attitudes, and rejection of scientific medicine made him controversial. In October of 1955, McFadden developed an infection, rejected medical treatment, and died. He was 87 years old. It seems like almost yesterday. This is Frank Nichol.